Remember to be in awe of God the artist. Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox and welcome to Quiet Time Coaching episode 60. And today we want to talk about how God is the most amazing artist and how that can help us in our spiritual walk. Without much further ado, I'm going to let you watch a video of a visit I made to an art exhibition recently, and then let's reflect on what we learned from that. I've just popped into the INTU Center to see an art exhibition that Bill Bain told me about that he's exhibiting in. And it's great to come into a place like this and see the art. Let me show you a few of my favorites from what I've seen here so far. In the video version of this recording, you will see my visit to the art gallery. Now, of course, on the podcast, that's not really going to work. So I'm just going to say the pictures I saw were beautiful. Some were not my taste, and some were, I don't know, perhaps not as well constructed as others, at least in my humble and ill-informed opinion. But the variety of medium people were using, from something called encaustic wax, whatever that is, to acrylics, to oils, to and sculpture, and all different kinds of things, was fascinating. And the different scenes depicted real life situations, abstract, a mix of colors, some still lifes, some scenes from the countryside, and all kinds of beautiful things. And even though I didn't appreciate perhaps all of the art and all of the pictures, it gave me an appreciation for the skills and the gifts and the fact that art is part of life. And art has an origin, and of course that is with God. And one of the things that we can do to engage with God and connect with God is to stop and look and notice the beauty around us. Could you do that today? I think it would enrich your times with God. Just this morning, I was having breakfast with my friend Stefan at a local cafe, and he pulled out his phone and showed me photographs of his visit to Panama and the incredible beauty of lizards and ants and beetles and birds and all kinds of things that are just stunning. And they're stunning partly because they are beautiful, but partly because we don't see them very often. That's not, perhaps people in Panama might not think they were that impressive, whereas we would, I would. But there are things all around us. If we just open our eyes, they're amazing and they're beautiful. Could you just stop for a moment today, notice something beauty, take it in, absorb it, and then give God the glory for that? I think that would be very spiritually refreshing. Well, I hope you've enjoyed what you've seen and thought about today. And if you have a chance, and I'd appreciate it if you could leave your thoughts. Love to know what you think about this and what helps you to appreciate God's beauty. Leave a comment anywhere you hear or see this recording. Leave it publicly so that we can learn from each other, because we learn best when we learn in community. If you know someone who might benefit, then please pass the link on. Hit the like button, the subscribe button. Leave us a review in iTunes or from wherever you get your podcasts. And until the next time, I hope that your time of quiet with God today will be a thing of beauty. Take care and God bless.